Juliette Illamine, a French-Lebanese author, released her latest work titled Les Enfants de la Vie, The Children of Life, in October 2023, published by Sterin Editions. In Paris, she continues her book signing tours, captivating an audience eager for culture and stories. Blending a rich mix of human values from the Francophone world with a deeply rooted passion anchored in her father's homeland, Lebanon, Juliette Illamine explores the complex mosaic of her dual heritage. Set in southern Lebanon from 2006 to 2010, Les Enfants de la Vie unravels its narrative. The story revolves around Georges, born near the southern border of Lebanon. He wanders among the archaeological ruins surrounding his home, sharing innocent childhood moments with his younger sister, Jemana. At a tender age, these children witness the destruction of their homeland and the resurgence of civil war traumas. Despite post-war trials, their innocence should shield them from the worst. Fast forward to 2019 in Beirut, where Georges, now a political science student, catches the attention of the stern Joseph Ramiel, who recruits him for the university newspaper. A unique bond forms between them through the delicate process of writing. It becomes evident that the professor is engaged in a dangerous game in a country still haunted by painful memories. Georges finds himself entangled in an unpredictable narrative that will alter the course of his life. In a country on the brink of chaos, what strength will sustain the imagination? Juliette Illamine's writing style is characterized by its fluidity and simplicity. The story's structure is meticulously crafted, immersing readers in an endless adventure. The main characters are captivating, each embodying their past and their country's history. The work stands out for its use of French, skillfully interwoven with words from the Lebanese dialect, phonetically transcribed into French. These linguistic nuances reflect the socio-cultural ambience, introducing expressions like Baba, Dad, Mama, Mom, and greetings like Alan Wasalan, Welcome, Kifik Yake, How are you, Bro? Juliette Illamine's style evokes that of a Hakawadi, a storyteller who weaves narratives within narratives, from personal to national, and then to universal human experience, encompassing the essence of humanity. Poignant quotes punctuate the narrative, reflecting the character's thoughts, the history, the author, and the readers themselves. We were prepared. After all, no one is ever ready for a war, the place had not changed, nor had our childlike souls, we went from bliss to sorrow in one night. In a single sentence, Juliette traces the life journey of a woman, a destiny shared by all women. Are you happy to get married? Only yesterday, she was my little sister, today, she's become a man's wife, tomorrow, she will be a mother. Reflecting on her beginnings as a novelist, Juliette Illamine recalls, I discovered my Lebanese origins since childhood, but only through the wonderful lens of a child visiting the country for holidays. I also knew my father's story and his exile during the war. However, it was not until the 2006 war that I truly understood Lebanon could also be a dangerous place. Writing became an outlet for me, I was 17 then. In 2018, I felt the need to embrace my father's memories and narrate them, as if to leave a mark in history. Since then, I haven't stopped writing. Regarding her subsequent publications, she adds, I published my first novel, Le Nom de Mon Père, The Name of My Father, after the Beirut port explosion, with proceeds going to the victims. Les Enfants de la Vie is my second novel, and I could deepen the characters and explore the country's historical context. I am determined to reflect a different image of Lebanon. The story is familial, seen through the eyes of children in a wartime context, yet it also reveals Lebanon's radiant aspects, its geopolitics, gastronomy and music. Juliette Illamine views Lebanon through the eyes of a child, with inexhaustible memories, embracing her heritage. Despite her recognized awakening since the 2006 war, she wishes for the marvelous to prevail over reality. Hence, her work is sprinkled with elements of fiction. When asked about her literary inspirations, Juliette Illamine candidly states, to start with, Belinda Ibrahim. Since discovering her virtually and reading her writings, I admire her penmanship, humanity, poetry and mastery of the French language, while I, myself, am not fluent in Arabic. This revelation deeply marked me and acted like a mirror. I also admire the works of Jemana Haddad, Le Livre de Reines, The Book of Queens, is dark, melancholic, but written with such poetry. Other authors inspire me too, not necessarily Lebanese, like Harlan Coben or other contemporary writers. Diversity intrigues me. My father is another source of inspiration, as is Lebanon, along with the little things in everyday life and cinema. For instance, the film Incendies, Fires, adapted from Wadi Mawawad's book. Juliette Ilamine expresses a heartfelt wish that history is never forgotten and that the bright elements of her narratives endure. Marie-Christine Taya. Instagram @mariechristine.taya.